Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Cancelled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I am just.
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fan emoji is cancelled.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Cancelled Podcast.
It's me.
It's us. It is us. We actually just shot two podcasts within the last week.
We did. We're
really trying to get our money up and not our funny up. I can't stop saying that.
You should, though.
And it's so unfunny. Like, seriously, please stop saying it.
Yeah, you should stop saying that for sure.
I saw Josh Richards say it on BFF.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you saw him today. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no, I should have started like that. I haven't seen him since we talked about him on that podcast.
I know, I haven't either.
Normally, Brooke and I, we like to kind of spend a week gathering things to talk about, and we shot a couple podcasts a couple days ago. So we're going to go in. We're going to get slanderous.
We have to because we've been doing the thing where we post and ask what people want to hear about. And so I've been looking over that a little
bit. I'll look over that as well. I posted about it. I should probably look at it. But people just ask the same like six questions for me and I can't
answer.
Me too.
Joe update. What is happened? Tana still with Chris?
What happened with your manager? That's my favorite.
Ask that one a lot.
But I don't know. I guess I'm just going to talk to you about the things that have happened over the past couple days.
Okay.
You want to start or you want me to start?
Yeah, your teeth look really good.
Really?
Yeah.
You want
to
hook up?
No.
What do you think it'd be like if we had sex?
I don't think we should. Although that was one of the questions I got. Someone responded to my thing and said, if you had to choose someone in the friend group to have sex with, you have to answer that actually right now. But I think I know your answer.
In our whole friend group?
Yeah. I would choose Ty.
I kind of think I would. I don't.
Amari so knows, fucking, though. And I'm kidding. And Amari, you are invited as well.
I just guess how friend could I go? You know, like how far out?
I think
could
you
I
know
get?
How friend you could go.
That's true.
No. It can't be an acquaintance. It's in our immediate friend group.
Maybe Lila.
Okay, and that's a good one.
Like, because it would just be fine and it'd be like fun.
Yeah, and there would be like no vibe change. Yeah. In the
I just found out yesterday she sent a video of her pussy to a boy that I've really liked for a long time and I was like a little upset.
No, that's why what you should never do is tell Lila anyone you're interested in at all whatsoever.
Oh, because she just takes it as like a recommendation for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and
almost.
She has like a quota that she has to meet every day with like how many nudes she has to send out.
I'm not.
She's like a newspaper person.
No, the other day what she was getting at, it was... And instead of saying hi, she just like was like, do I send a video of my pussy? And Isabella was just like, why you gotta do all that? Like, just say what's
up. Yeah, you know, you could say hi. Yeah.
Oh, I'm friends with Isabella again.
I know. I'm really excited about that. I think we briefly mentioned it in the Amari episode.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah. Oh, we did. I'm just trying to mend some relationships and have a little less of
a. I think that's great. Well, because there's a lot of, all of us, we're always still friends with Isabella. So I like the, yeah. I like the
cohesive
collab.
I guess. Yeah, seriously. Love that. What were we just saying? What were we?
Well, you had topics and then I just went off on a tangent.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, since the last time we've talked, I guess I can tell you some of the things I've gotten into. I guess I want to start all of this off by saying I am single.
Someone make a compilation of how many times she said that in that very scene about the same guy.
No, seriously, it's actually like I deserve prison. And I almost said it just to get that reaction out of you, because I think at this point when it comes to mine and Chris's situation dynamic, I've been trying to just not even update
you. Well, that's guys. The thing that people don't like, didn't even know you guys, you weren't single. That's yeah. the thing. It's like I choose to not hear about it anymore, really.
I couldn't agree more. What was your TikTok? You said when your best friend keeps getting back with the same lizard and you tapped out four times ago. I love Lizard. I will say that Lizard is such a good
I can't take credit for Lizard. I stole it from Cardi B. She had a quote one time. I don't want to botch it, but she said, like, it's never the pretty girls hating. It's always like the lizards popping shit in the comments.
Oh, calling like a bitch a lizard too is funny. But calling, because the guys I do go for are typically lizard like.
Yeah. So and I get it too. Like, I'm not innocent here. I love going back to the same guy, but I will not bring it to my friend's attention after a certain point.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep it a little more.
Well, what you like, do, the problem is you can't, like I can keep it separate because mine doesn't really come around the friends anyway, but yours is like all of a sudden I'll be at Zinc with Chris and I'm just like,
fuck. But I think I'm dead to him. I don't even know. I don't even think it's me. I think
there's no offense, but there is nothing you can do to that guy that will actually make him stop talking to you.
I think this might be the time. I don't know. So I've been.
What'd
you
do this time? I forgot.
I actually can't say what I did on the podcast. We weren't like fully together. He just saw. He saw a name on my phone and maybe Twitter.
Oh,
Twitter,
what a great name, though.
That he didn't like, seriously.
Sorry, Chris.
And it just, I don't know. But then immediately, you know, he's like, I'm going to go fuck all your friends. And da-da-da. Just it. So, I mean, I think I'm realizing, I've always known this about myself, that I have a very addictive personality. But I think that I've underestimated my addiction to toxicity and toxic people. And that it can be just as addictive as, like, a drug or like as like whatever.
Well, it gets to a certain point where if you don't have like a boundary on what you will accept and what you will not accept, it's just, it all blurs together. And like, he could do the most awful thing ever and you're like, okay, well, I forgave him last time for this, so I can forgive him this time for this.
So true. Do you actually know, you said something to me that also enlightened my week of being single.
What was it?
Basically, you were trying to help me. You were really trying to help me, but that's what I do. You know, someone says something helpful and I'm like, how can I
interpret this in the worst possible way?
Exactly. Basically, you said to me, you were like, I can't believe that you cut off Brad Sousa after only Snapchatting like a girl or like, you know, just doing like one thing wrong and all the times you've forgiven Chris Miles. Eh?
And then what did you do? Called Brad Sousa.
I wouldn't say I called Brad Sousa.
You did. I looked over at her phone the other day and there's Brad Sousa on her FaceTime. I go, tell me that's Justin Bieber right now or hang the fuck up.
I just decided that we could be cool. I'm not doing anything.
Says every guilty person ever. That's me with Joe. That's like, I'm, I so know
far
this.
I'm not. So far I'm not. But I mean, if you think
nobody
about
calls
it,
their ex for an innocent friendship. Especially in the midst of a breakup. Get it together, you rat. Figure it out.
I really, nothing bad has come out of it yet. I really was just trying to like be cool. And I do believe
he's another homosexual. He has no job. He doesn't even live in this country. Definitely doesn't have anywhere to stay. You can't. Go there again.
Hotel de Mojo. Come on. I'm kidding.
It's
okay.
It's not Hotel de Mojo.
I will stop. No, he's doing a lot better job-wise, life-wise,
growth-wise.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know him like that. I literally met him like two times. I'm sorry if I'm slandering him. But I just like,
no, but I understand.
If
he's
it
still
didn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't work for a reason.
I know.
But it is. Like, I do think that's impressive when somebody can just cut something off and, like, that's just it and it's over.
I mean, I really did with him for a very long time. And then recently I just wanted to be cool. I'm serious. I actually don't think anything is going to. I'm not doing anything about it. And the name that was on my phone that Chris saw was not his. I'm not doing anything with him. Like, seriously, I thought it would be a funny thing to share with you. But I realize now that it's not funny at all.
I mean, it's funny. He's hot. Like, whatever. Really, but
I mean, but yeah. No,
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Chris Miles, Brad Sousa. That is disgusting. No. Okay, not disgusting. Wait, not disgusting. That's just mean.
Please just leave it in. Honestly, I don't even care. So Chris, I don't know. I mean, I'll keep you guys posted, but I've done some things since we've been broken up.
Like what?
I did something really embarrassing, actually.
What'd you do?
Like, just like, I'm pathetic for this. And I mean that, like, to the fucking core. You were there for it.
Self-awareness.
You were there. But I just mean, like, basically, I really, 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 really like this boy. But he's so hot, and I have been in love with him for a minute now. And I threw a party the other night just so he would come.
Listen, I don't fault you for that at all.
Paige may or may not have called me the modern day Jay Gatsby.
Hey, dude, Paige is just on it. You know what I mean? She's got the best one-liners.
She's so fucking funny.
That is so brilliant.
I'm like, everyone's walking in. I'm like, welcome, welcome.
And it's not even, it was not one person at this party, hardly, I knew. Like, it was so funny because I felt out of place in my own, like, it's your environment.
No, 100%. Several different people asked me if I literally put the address on Craigslist.
I thought that it was like literally a flyer on the streets.
I found out later that it got like my address got passed around Bootsy Bellows. Oh, so everyone was at the club and then they just like came there. But I also let
strangers invite people.
No, the person I was trying to impress, I was like, oh, post my address up on the street post. That's one of the most pathetic things I feel like I've ever done.
I don't think so.
You're like, I can actually name.
I don't, because I would, first of all, if I had the means, I would do the same thing. And it's just like, how else were you going to get to hang out with him? And at least you're not like coercing him into hanging out with you alone. Like, you set up a nice party for him to attend. He could have chosen whether or not he went. Had he not shown up, it would have been a little awkward.
So I was literally just sitting there twiddling my thumbs until he got there. It was so awful.
He is a hottie. He's a hottie.
I am so fucking down bad, like in love with this man, but it won't ever work.
Forbidden love is sometimes more exciting.
Who wants better sex, or any sex at all for that matter?
I do.
The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly for free. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. I just tried a rotating, like, I don't even know what it is. I'm going to stop there. It's fire. Just go ahead. Go check it out there. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code Tana at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. When you do, you'll also get free shipping on your entire order when you enter offer code Tana. That's T-A-N-A, Tana, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use the code Tana to get you not just the discount, but also the 100% free shipping. Use code Tana at adamandeve.com and get fucked! Thank you, Adam and Eve, for sponsoring this podcast.
You're not going to go to, like, prison. It's not, like, it's just a moral thing.
I just want to keep reiterating when we're saying go to prison. Because the other day
he's of age.
The other day I tweeted, like, I would go to federal prison if y'all knew who I had a crush on right now. And everyone, and like, we just say that in our friend group, like, prison, prison, prison for shit, whatever. But all the responses were, like, James Charles. And I was, like, not like that. Like,
imagine you tweeting something like that, too. That's so funny.
So fucking awful, seriously. But I do you know what someone did at my party? That I just want to share about. That I just want to talk about.
Oh, it's the fun. Please, I saw a tweet about it, but please just tell me. Because I left before this happened. I confronted somebody and like tried to start a fight and then left before it.
I heard it was a big man.
It was.
I heard you tried to fight a big man.
Who told you? I don't know what gets into me every time I'm drunk, but I literally, he was following, who was I even with? Oh, Nat. He was following her around. Like, everywhere she went, he'd come up and, like, grab her ass and stuff. And she turned around and was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's valid then.
But she was too nice. So, finally, we go and we're talking to Ethan. And so, we're, like, talking to him, whatever. And the guy follows us and sits down right next to us. And I turn to him and I go, what the fuck are you doing?
I heard Ethan try to pop off on him.
Yeah, and then Ethan, and I'm like, Ethan, this is not, Shameless isn't real. Like, you can't do this.
Like, you are not Carl. Is he Carl Gallagher?
I'm like, okay, Carl popped out. Carl jumped out.
No, but I love that about Ethan. Because
no, it was so cute, like, but he did it. He, of course, you know, he's so sweet. So he like went in and was like, bro, like, what's going on? You're being a little creepy to the girls. Like, he was just so sweet about it.
I love Ethan so much. I'm serious. I, like, posted this TikTok with him where he put his gum in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And just for the 10 seconds of that video, I'm, like, in love with him. Like, I watch it and I'm like, oh, my God, he saw it. But then I see Ethan in real life and he's, like, my brother. And I just,
he's
like,
so hot. Ethan, call me.
So cute and gorgeous, seriously.
We were telling a story.
Someone took my remote, put on this like frog party music. I don't even know what it gives the essence of. Remember that song that was like, I'm a gummy bear.
Bro, that was a bop.
Like a song. It was like a song like that, like on loop. And then they stole my remote and left the
party.
And left with it. And then like no other music could play at the party. There was just frog music playing. I have a mattress in my living room. There's a mattress against the wall. All of Los Angeles Craigslist is all over this party. And I'm just like trying to be Jay Gatsby.
That has to be the funniest thing ever though. Whoever's idea that was, like, hysterical.
Paige and I were saying,
had I been there, I would have had a meltdown.
Seriously. We eventually fixed it, but I mean, like, it's my sense of humor though. That's some shit I would do to someone
it
else.
Is that it was there. It's like the Anna Delvey thing we were talking about, where it's like if you do something like to a certain point, it's like, oh, that's funny.
So fucking honestly funny. I've been trying so hard to get Anna Delvey on this podcast, and I
messaged
her. Of course,
Alex Cooper beat us to it.
Yes, she messaged me back and I was gonna do it, and then hats off to Alex Cooper. I think she is so goated. I guess our podcast, obviously, and I think in the beginning when I started this, I thought I wanted to go more the Alex Cooper route, like kind of interviewing people.
And yeah, she didn't start out that way. I feel like hers started out being kind of where we are now.
Fair.
Where we just talk about really things that we shouldn't be talking
about. Yeah, but I guess over time, I think you and I realize we have more fun just like talking shit about our lives. But Alex Cooper's just a fucking goat, dude. I'm serious. She's so fucking, like, her guests are just like crazy. I can't even believe. So she beat us to that. Maybe we'll have Anna Delvey on in 2023. Who knows? Mm.
Who's like more our speed? Like
Lila Gibney.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Really good point. But those are like, honestly, like pretty much interchangeable.
Literally twins. Lila literally is Anna Delvey.
Yesterday she told us to stop calling her a scammer on the podcast.
Fucking scammer.
She's literally scamming fucking bitch.
I'm just kidding. Lila really isn't like, she doesn't like.
No, she isn't. But it is funny because she did get canceled for being a scammer. So yeah. It's like funny to make fun of her for it.
100%. She would do the same fucking shit to me. I know. Like, she makes fun of me for everything.
Bro, her year of vlog, I was crying. I just kept watching it back. Because Lila's so funny.
She is like the most hilarious person I've actually ever met. I don't even. Yesterday she was on a sick one. Speaking of Lila being funny, one of the things I have on here. Are you? I think you know about this, but if you don't, please just let me chat about it. And I just want to preface this story by saying she's a dumb fucking idiot. So am I. I'm just saying I'm not laughing at this, like, tea, isn't it so funny? I am kind of saying, like, why would you do this? And like, I hate you, but it's also very funny. You know, it's one of those. But I guess the other night she was out. Typical Lila, out every night at the club. Someone invited her to YG's birthday party. And you know Lila was there, fucking rapper.
Oh, of course.
No question.
Dude,
asked.
I love YG.
Me I think. Too. I love him. But so she was supposed to go alone, I guess. And she showed up with like three girls. And she's outside the club. She's trying to get in. And basically they're telling her, like, hold on, wait 10 minutes. Because first of all, it's YG's birthday. Everyone and their mother's there. Yeah. You're supposed to come alone. You brought three people. That is so normal. Like, you would wait 10 minutes. I would wait 10 minutes. That's what you do. Like, there's no other, like, solution, right? So I guess she's drunk. And Lila is very respectful as Lila. But when she's a little intoxicated, she just gets bold. You know what I mean?
I know.
Just,
we should really have a different name for, like, blacked out Lila.
And I think it's just, like, prison. I don't even have a name. I'm serious. Anna, maybe Miss Delvey. But so she starts popping off, I guess, on the bouncer, just being like, you know, like, let me the fuck in or whatever she's saying. I don't know. Awful. Seriously, prison. But I guess it got to the point where the bouncer told her if she didn't shut up, he was going to pepper spray her. It's not funny, but it's so funny.
Well, imagine her though.
And like, low-key, rightfully so, just like a cockroach with Raid like on the ground. So awful. I'm sorry.
Okay. The YouTube video she would post the next day, literally, this bouncer's transphobic.
Like, eyes shut. She needs, oh my God. And so then basically, I guess, before his eyes, she made a call to one of the higher ups there, trying to get him fired before his eyes. Like, excuse me, can you get this man fired? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I guess he's like, I'm going to pepper spray you. And then she starts yelling at him, no, you should just fucking shoot me. Why would you yell that? What, Lila? Why? Actually, what? Said, you should just fucking shoot me, whatever. And so then they're like, you're not getting in. And they turn her away, right?
I mean.
Rightfully so. I stand with Bootsy Bellows.
So do I. Bootsy, I'm on your team, baby.
Seriously. And I love her to death. But like, what? Like, actually, what? And so last night. I've been, you know, I'm back on, like, normally I would never go to the club on a Monday night. I really, maybe for like an event, but I'm not just dying to go to Poppy on a Monday night.
What do you mean, Poppy
night.
Mondays? Oh, I love Poppy Mondays.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you, we're hosting country night tomorrow at Poppy and the flyer's already posted.
What?
For no money too. That's another conversation, excuse me. But, so... She's like, come with me to Poppy. And because I've been on a little single spiral, I was like, fine, I'll go. And so we get to Poppy and she's like, no, I'll get you in. I'm like, do I call Zach? Do I do anything? She's like, no, I'll get you in. We get there. She can't get us in. And so then I'm trying to get us in, obviously. And finally, like, my friend comes outside to get us and they're walking me, Isabella, and Lila in. And me and Isabella walk in and then we look behind us and Lila's nowhere to be found. And then Isabella's like, she's not here.
She probably got tackled. No.
Baby. And so then I call her and she's just like down the street. Like when she was just outside the car.
In cuffs.
Like dead ass. So apparently they told her like, absolutely not. You can't come in. But they didn't give her a reason why. So then she's trying and I'm kind of trying and they're like, just go inside and we'll figure it out. And then, cause you can't like stand in the entry. You have to like just go in or go out. And Lila's like, no, go in. I'll be in a second.
I believe so her then, too.
And normally she will be in a second. So then I'm standing at this table. And like 7 or 8 like promoter type people at Poppy this night are coming up to me and they're like, it starts off kind of nice. They're like, listen, we're trying to get your friend in, but we don't know. Like, we don't know, whatever. And then eventually people are just coming up to me. Like they start just getting higher up and higher up and higher up. The man that she tried to fire and threaten was not only the head of security at Bootsy Bellows, but the head of security of all H-Wood properties. And if you don't know, H-Wood is a group that
owns like literally every club
I'm
ever.
Talking every
and
major
restaurant,
every major LA club or restaurant. Nice Guy, Delilah, Bootsy Bellows, Poppy, blah blah blah. Lila told the head of security for all of H-Wood group to just fucking shoot her and that she was gonna get him fired and they won't let her in. And keep in mind, this, the club is her, it's her everything.
This, what I, she's will firing. Say about it is I almost feel like that, God, was like Jesus helping her.
Couldn't
out.
Agree more. But now today she has a meeting with them to apologize. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll be right back in there.
Oh,
the fact
God.
That it was so bad.
But she's a finesser, though. The thing is, Lila could literally run me over with a car and I would apologize to her.
I was saying that today. Like, if anyone else sent a guy that I, like, cared about a nude, I would be, like, a little more sick. But Lila will just be like, wow, get
over
it.
Can I know
it.
Who the guy was?
Well, you actually fucked this guy.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
But it's okay that you fucked him. Yeah. She sent him a video of my pussy.
Oh, she did tell me that. I actually didn't know that.
But then she told me you responded, and then I went through their DMs, and then he did.
So hot,
but no,
though.
But you are so very right that
you
Lila.
Should, I'll tell you later.
He should run a train on us on the podcast.
God, I would love that.
Do you
so
know
much.
I've been spiraling so much lately that I think that might be my. I've never had a train ran on me. I've never been Eiffel Tower. Don't you think I should just
experience that?
I also want to be a voyeur. If anybody wants me to watch their sex,
I can do that for you. No, okay.
I guess I would voyeur your sex.
Who
I just
with?
Don't know how. Not Joe. That's all I know. Not seriously, Joe. Seriously, not Joe. But that's,
Joe's retired.
That's what happened with Lila.
I love you, Lila. You're so funny.
Lila, I love you. You are. The way I look at Lila, she's obviously my best friend. I love her and care about her so much, but she's kind of like a living reality show. Like, she's an icon. She's not real.
If she like, had a show, it would be like the entire cast of Jersey Shore in one person.
Like, sincerely, I would die to watch it. She's just the most entertaining
Where's
person I've
beach?
Ever met.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I did something a little toxic as well, right before Chris and I ended things. I was actually going to tell this on our podcast like a week ago, but Chris was outside and I didn't want to just absolutely.
He comes in here and just
starts fighting. Like, I didn't want to laugh at me treating him kind of a little bad while he was here. I mean,
yeah, but while he's gone, it's fair game. I'm like, I'm ready to laugh.
And to be fair, like, we're seriously, I think I'm actually dead to him. But I mean, at the same time, like,
see, the angle that you're coming at this is like what's worrying me is that you're telling me that like you're worried that he's never going to talk to you again when it should be, I'm never going to talk to this man again.
You're so right. Because I mean, like, as much as he wants to paint it like, oh, I'm so mad at you for being awful, Tana, like, we're both just equally toxic to each other, but he just can't
grasp that. Expired. Like, get it together.
I know. Seriously. Well, I'm trying. I'll tell you more things I've done. But I mean, a couple weeks ago, we were in the car and he was just being like a dick. And I was like, okay. And like, it was just like pissing me off. And obviously, if you're going to be a dick and we're not fully together, I am face ID. So I started. I was like really drunk. I'm not gonna lie. So I texted this rapper from the front seat and I said like, hey, and we're going back and forth texting. Little did I know, Chris is fully behind me and just sees
I
us
need
texting.
To know what's going through your head when that happens, because that's happened to us before. You remember the time
when I text in cars with people and think that we're not in a car.
One time we were in a Suburban and Tana and I are sitting next to each other and Chris is behind us and she's texting me and he can see both of our phones. And so finally he goes, so like, what are you guys texting about? Like, what? Like, I can
read
them. And
I think it was literally about how I wanted to fuck
it
like
was.
Zach Bia.
It was. That's exactly what it was.
Prison. I'm not kidding. I need to stop doing it. And I was like in shotgun. He was in the backseat. It was like a small car too. It wasn't even like a Suburban. Like Diablo was driving. And I'm like showing Diablo the text too. I text this rapper and I'm like, hi. And then we're going back and forth. And this rapper lives in another state. Let's say he lives in but he's like very well known for like not like people know where he lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
me trying to connect the dots.
And he's texting me like, come to Kentucky. Like where, not Kentucky, but like wherever he lives. He's like, come to Kentucky.
Better not be Kentucky.
Seriously, it's not Kentucky. And he's like, come to Kentucky. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to, like, I want to like next week, like blah, blah, blah.
Me, you know who I am. I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. Actually, I have a trip planned next week to Kentucky.
Fully just gets, I'm
me
buying
going to New York.
Literally, I'm on AmericanAirlines.com in the other tab fully. And so I'm telling him like, this rapper like, okay, yeah, like I'll come hang out with you. And he's wild and too. He's like, I'm trying to eat your pussy or whatever. And I'm okay. Like, di-da-di-da-di-da-do-do. And so Chris, I guess, oversees the text. And then I start just blatantly trying to tell Chris that the rapper is at the club we're on our way to and has a table there. And then Chris is like, okay, right. And like, whatever. And I'm like, no, he's really there. So I'm just trying to like sit at his table, whatever, as he's texting me, come to Kentucky.
Yeah, you're like, I'm trying to get you a spot at the table.
Oh my God. Prison. Chris gets on his phone, looks up the rapper's most recent post, which was like a few hours ago.
He's like in fucking Iceland.
Like location completely a different place. It was just awfully embarrassing. But I just wanted to chuckle for a second about that. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Chris. Just get back to fucking all my friends. And
what friends? The one
he
friend.
Just fucked a good friend of mine. Seriously, well, suck a
it sounds like she's not having any trouble sucking dick.
Yeah, seriously, can you just do the latter? Like,
That was so smart when you said
no,
that.
No, and she messaged me too. It was so weird. She was hooking up with Chris and then she told Chris like, oh, I'm only hooking up with you because Tana wanted to hook up with my boyfriend. Do you want to know who her boyfriend is? I'll bleep
the
name.
Wait, why would she tell him that?
And no, but here's the thing. Do you want to know who her boyfriend was? I'll bleep the name, but are you ready?
Yeah.
from Hawaii.
Oh, I would never, ever. That's the biggest nightmare. That's like my, if people ask me like, what's your ick? That man. And that man is my ick.
You can honestly like vouch that that is a blatant lie coming from her, right?
Ew.
And so then I message her and I'm like, why the fuck would you lie to Chris and say I wanted to fuck your man when I'm not kidding? I've never been so repulsed by a man in my entire life. I've never flirted with him. I've never gotten at him. I would hang out with you guys.
I would literally rather pick up a man off of like out of a tent on Cahuenga.
I'm not kidding.
Hook up with that man.
I couldn't, could not agree more. The feral ick that man has given me from, and like, bless his heart, but he's a homie and I've gone on like double dates with him. Like I never got at him. Like she was just saying that to Chris so that like she looked better.
She felt justified in like what she was doing. I mean, I get kind of.
Check this one out though. Well, no, go ahead. Validate her.
I was going to say, I've sometimes when I've like wanted to hook up with someone, I'll like make an excuse in my head. Like I shouldn't say that. That people already think that.
But about I understand like where you're coming from. But like
what just, I told you last week.
But this one was just so out of pocket for me that it pissed me off. So I sent her a voice memo. I'm like, why the fuck would you lie to Chris Miles telling him that I wanted your man
that
you could fuck him? Like, whatever. She sends me back a voice memo for 10 minutes. Like, it's so fucking long. Like, for the first, like, 40% of this voice memo, she's going in about, like, astrology and the stars and how she was in a weird place of time. And she was in a weird place in time of the life. And, like, maybe the world just pointed her to be misconstrued about everything. And that's why she thought that I wanted her man or whatever. And then it ends it and goes, but it's fine, girl. I'd fuck most people's boyfriends anyway. That's what she said to me.
Listen, at least she finally came full circle. Like, self-awareness is key. She's like, it's fine. I'm a serial adulterer anyway.
I don't even know.
Yeah, what a dumb friends, fucking whore.
And he fucks the hottest bitches. It's so awful to me.
Very, but you know, you did that for him.
Yeah, in my he's opinion. Always kind of fucked. I mean, he dated Cyrus.
I don't
me.
Think. Yeah, that's true. It's not like I think Chris is like so bad. I don't think anything bad about Chris. I feel like you having given him this like, I don't know.
He's always fucked bad bitches.
Put him on such a. You publicly talk about him so often.
I know.
And no, almost everyone who's hooking up with Chris now is like a fan of yours.
To all my adult listeners out there, I know some of us choose nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a nicotine product that you can feel good about? When I'm on a plane or a place where I'm unable to use my vape, Lucy is my go-to. It tastes great and it's effective. If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co and use promo code canceled at checkout. Also, I have to read you this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use the promo code canceled. Thank you, Lucy, for sponsoring today's podcast. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of an update on our kind of toxic lives this week. But I mean, we are, speaking of toxic, it's not stopping. Guess where we are going on Thursday?
Vegas. Wait, are you going on Thursday? I'm going on Friday.
You're going on Friday?
Yeah.
Can we take mushrooms?
Yeah. Okay. So my friend already told me she was going to bring some, but then I recalled a story I already told on the podcast where I decided that Vegas is not the place for mushrooms.
Oh my God. I want to so bad. I want to do a shroom cast. Honestly, we should see if we can get people in Vegas. I think
that could be fun.
A little shroom podcast would be so fun. But we're going to Vegas.
We're going to the after party, like the NFT music festival or whatever, which I just found out is at night. Thank God.
Seriously. But I'm very, very excited. I'm like hosting some shit and I'm stoked. And it's going to be so fucking fun. What was I going to say? Oh, but it's funny because obviously, well, not obviously to them, but I guess I can't fucking talk. The billionaire that I've talked about a lot on this podcast.
Poor guy. He gets brought up almost every episode.
He's taking me on his plane and paying for things and whatever.
The nerve.
But he, no, I know, seriously, like, what the fucking nerve? No. He came up to Hunter the other day and he goes, is Tana mad at me? And Hunter was like, oh, why? And he was like, because she called me insufferable on her podcast.
I told you he has notifications on for our podcast.
Baby.
And it's wrong to call him insufferable because he's the sweetest angel on this planet.
He's not insufferable. I had just gotten back from a very exhausting trip and I think I was reflecting the exhaustion on the trip too much onto the people when in reality the trip itself was just very exhausting. And I just want to say if you're watching this, baby, I'm so sorry. And I love you so much.
I did not call him insufferable, yet I do not have a spot on this jet. So I'm having some questions for you, Mr. Billionaire.
I just want to say I love you and I'm so sorry. And you're my baby and my sweetie. And I just want to spend forever with Leo. And
he is so sweet. You have to understand the things that she says about her very own boyfriend on this show.
I just like be saying what I'm thinking. And it's like really.
Yeah, and it's like, not okay. You know what?
It's not okay to think it.
But it's so crazy. I've been binging like crazy. I've been so obsessed with The Bachelor and I want to go on it so bad. If you're watching this and you love me, please submit me for The Bachelor. Tell them that I'm really great. Anyway.
Do you want to be like The Bachelor, like the one bitch and well, all the guys or the bitch?
I mean, I think you could kind of like the progression is like you have to go on The Bachelor in order to become The Bachelorette. You can't just like be The Bachelorette. Oh, really? But I'm thinking about it and I'm like, God, like. There's all this information about me now on the internet where I'm talking about like just such out of pocket, unfortunate yeah. things that I like I would that no man would ever like watch and be like, that's a wife.
Damn, is that why I'm forever alone?
And absolutely. So I'm really like bummed. So if we could have like some of that stuff wiped, that would be really good.
I'm so excited to Anna Delvey with you this weekend, though. I really am.
Are Vegas. We? I'm bringing Sienna and Nat.
I'm bringing every person I've ever met ever. I'm flying people out from different states.
What, bitch? Where were you when I needed you most? I'm like, you should see flight prices right now. Apparently, it's March Madness.
Oh wow, are they expensive?
That's awesome. Oh, you don't even. Well, the thing is, I thought so. After party that's hosting the festival, I did like a deal with them, so I thought that it was like flights and hotel, and it was for me. But I didn't realize, and I told my friends, I'm like, oh, they're buying our flights, whatever. So then I just
had to buy their flights. Why don't you come on the jet and I'll tell this billionaire that we're going to have a threesome, even though I think he's a virgin.
I'm good with the threesome. I mean, my flight was bought by the company. I had to buy the two additional flights.
I really just want someone to fuck him that isn't me. I'm so sorry. I've been pitching it to everyone. I think Ashley might do it.
Well, she's a rider for that one.
No, I'm serious. In Hawaii. Hear that, Ashley? We were switching off kissing him in Hawaii, so we're getting somewhere, seriously. But I know that made her want to die, and even me mentioning this makes her want to die.
She'll kill you.
But thank God someone's got to fucking do it. I'm serious. It's like a 9 to 5.
He really is a catch for somebody else. Not us. He's not my type. What is my type?
No, he's a baby. You are so my type, and I love you so much. I'm serious. I love you. You're so my type.
I'll tell you what I don't like. Controversial opinion. Rich people.
I agree. Like that, I was saying, like the personality of just like a more normal person always hits more. But also, not even swiping your own card.
But I don't want to.
Pete, we've talked about this man on the podcast before. Speaker. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's up? I'm just in bed. What are you doing?
Want to come with me to the gym?
Are you calling me fat? Do you actually want to know what I'm doing right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Wait, FaceTime me. Wait, how do I? Say hi. Say how you won't date me.
Hey guys, Pete. You know his name? Random Bailey.
Oh my God, seriously? He knows his alias.
He really does. Well, hey, Pete, seriously, can't wait to not date some more. I know. You're going to be the guest host? Does that involve you fucking my face?
Okay.
All right, pleasure working with you. I'll go to the gym with you later.
No gag reflex,
right? She's not going to the gym. Stop. Bye. Enough.
I've actually never had sex with that man, though. I will be fair.
Okay.
Like, that's not on me. Like, I'm serious. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
As I was saying.
Maybe because I told Chris Miles he was gay when we were talking.
I was recently having a conversation with.
You're like, you actually, Tammy. Can you come back to the podcast?
I was. No, but I was recently having a conversation with a man that I hooked up with who is just much richer than me.
Okay.
And he was like kind of explaining to me how like his like last relationship like didn't work out because of like her like lack of goals and stuff like that. And I told him, I'm like, I truly like, it doesn't matter how successful I am, I don't think I could ever be with someone that successful because it's so like you'd feel so small. And that's what I feel about really rich guys, like guys who really have it together. I don't want to feel like
small. Call me Polly Pocket because I will be so small for you. I don't know. It's
You don't think that would be like, I don't know. I would just have a hard time with that. Like, I would always, it's kind of like, it's like if you like are an aspiring actress and you like are hanging around like Leonardo DiCaprio all day. It's like you don't even want to do anything because you're just like, ugh, like nothing matters.
But nothing motivates me more personally than feeling inferior.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes there's like, it could go one of two ways. It's like surrounding yourself with successful people will make you successful, but it could also like discourage you. Mm. I feel like in a relationship, if I were with a guy who's that successful, you know who I'm talking about, I'm not going to be like, I'm waking up every day like, ooh, I got, like, let's get this bread. I'll be like, oh, he's got this.
It's a different type of people. I don't, like, and what they do, it matters. Because you're right. Like, if I'm with someone, if I'm with this, like, billionaire, like, this guy who's, like, a fucking investor billionaire, you're right. I'm like, I'm going to sleep all day and go kill it. You seriously, you have it. But, like, and, like, if I'm with a rapper who doesn't do what I do and they're way more successful than me, then I do kind of feel that where I just feel small and it's like I'm just a hoe, like, in your life.
Yeah, well, it would be overwhelming to me. Like, he's so busy, for example. Like, someone who's so busy, always doing things. I'd always have to be, like, making things up that I'm doing because, like, realistically, doesn't matter. Even if I am working, I'm on my couch.
Yeah,
so
fair.
It's like,
fair.
I don't want to look that way to somebody. So I feel like I'd rather be with someone who's, like,
poor. That's all I really go for now. Seriously, if you're homeless, give me a call. But when I was with Jake, though, like, he did what I did and he was more successful than
that's
me.
That's cool. So it motivated me. Mirroring, like, what you do. Like
that was cool to me because I was like.
But, I mean, Jake obviously is so successful, but you're also already very successful and in the same realm.
I think if someone does what you do and they're more successful than you, it's motivating. But if they don't do what you do, you do kind of feel just like lesser. So it depends for me.
I guess.
But I mean, at the end of the day, all I date now is the homeless. So let's head on over to the shelter and just fucking pick one.
Yeah, and you're mirroring them.
I am no longer pee shy.
That's really big.
I think that I kicked my habit. I mean, we don't really have to talk about it on the podcast. I peed in front of like three people this week.
That's really big. What do you think it was?
I have no idea. Moving on.
Anyway,
the only thing I really wanted to talk to you about in pop culture this week was Pete and Kanye's texts.
I think, give me my arm. I think that Pete was so big in the way that he handled that.
And just funny, like, hey, it's Skeet.
Because it was kind of backhanded in the way he was like, it's amazing what, like, going to rehab and, like, getting help will do for you. Like, I can help you. Like, the way that he said it was, like, so condescending in the best way. It's hard a little to talk about because it is, like, I mean, he's mentally ill, Kanye.
It's also, like, a lot in the sense of, like, a family and a marriage and, like, not everyone knows
everything.
Yeah,
and it's more serious than I feel like it is on the internet. But at the same time, it's like Kanye is slandering the fuck out of Pete. And Pete has every right to, like, come back at him at any way he wants.
100. Like, if anyone made that music video Kanye made about Pete where he's like,
bro,
like,
okay.
Like, I would hate you.
I'm almost afraid to say this, but I wonder if anyone agrees that to me was, like, comparable to when what was her name? Kathy Griffin
did held like Trump's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like not that I thought that was right or wrong. I don't know how I felt about that, but
I think that
she got like fucking ruined for that. And like, and what's
it fucked
the
her
difference?
Up in the head. She wanted to die. And like, it was crazy the way people word her. People were trying to like,
yeah.
Kill
and
her.
She's a comedian. She so got at put least, on. Like, at least we can assume that she's joking. Like,
Kanye, not so. I couldn't agree more.
Kanye
she got put on the
no joking.
Fly list for that. She couldn't fly. On a plane.
Well, good news is Kanye doesn't even have to go to the airport.
Sure, that is true. What was I going to say to you right now? I think that anyone, and maybe I'm like, this is a bold ass statement and I know nothing and I'm sure I'll get fucking canceled for this on like fucking dating
night
tomorrow.
I know, I'm scared of what.
But like, I think anyone who's team Kanye is just not all
right. Delusional.
And when any guy has said it recently, it's the biggest red flag to me.
It is. It tells you everything you need to know. But the thing is though, it's easy, obviously, to say things about somebody that you don't know, especially like someone who's, don't do that at all.
Sorry.
Okay. The sound of your nails on your skin is making me crawl. Stop it now. I feel like the same thing that happens for influencers happens for celebrities when you don't know somebody personally or have, like, you can't personify them. It's like easy to say whatever you want about them. And I felt that way about Kanye. I was the biggest Kanye hater up until like fucking like 3 weeks ago when I saw his documentary. And then I could finally like be like, okay, like, I mean, he's really talented, obviously. I wasn't a fan. So I just didn't have anything to gauge except for like what I see, like, him do publicly. You know what I mean?
I love his music, but I just, right now, it's like, I'm just
He is a genius. I mean, he's so brilliantly talented and stuff. Like, and so it was like, that made me feel better about it. But still, it's like,
did you see where he posted the pins on North's backpack being Kim and Kanye? And then Kim commented, like you were there.
Kim's like, bitch, you came here this morning. Like, yeah, like, come on.
Kim is just, I love it. I love to see it. I'm not kidding. The Instagram name change, the pics with Pete, all of it. I just love her life right now. I'm so excited.
It is so, like, I know. Oh my God. I saw the, like, official trailer or whatever. And Courtney and Travis trying to have a baby.
Incredible. That's like the age differences of their kids is going to be that, like, that's so crazy to me, like how they had all these kids, they've kind of grown up, and then they're just gonna be like a little newborn.
I know, who's the youngest?
I think Rain.
Okay, so Rain is the youngest, and then for Travis he only has Alabama and Landon, right?
I think also, like,
I thought that she was from another marriage.
But I don't feel like she's, like, a step kid. I think she is, like, his kid. Oh, well, he claims her like she's his kid.
I want to be Travis Barker's kid. Is that what? No. I want to hook up to him. Don't say that. Travis Barker, you're so hot.
Well,
let's play truth or drink. Because that's what people ask.
Can you just, like, fire off some shit? I'm
looking at some of the responses that I got from what should we talk about on the podcast questions.
And thank you guys for all of those. Seriously, for being so invested. We love you.
Who's the worst blackout? Me or you? That's not a truth or drink. Truth or drink?
I'm definitely just the worst blackout. There's no question.
Can you go first?
What do you mean?
Truth or drink?
I'm spilling all over my
truth or drink. When was the last time you hooked up with your ex, Chris Miles?
I'm just kidding. A while ago. I mean, like, 5 days.
Okay.
6 days, 7 days, maybe 8 days. I don't even know. I've hooked up with someone since. Hooked up with a cowboy since.
Okay. Good answer.
When was the last time you hooked up with Joe?
Fuck you.
Truth or drink?
Probably 2 weeks ago, and I have hooked up with somebody since.
Who have you hooked up with since?
I can't tell you.
Who have you hooked up with since?
You know.
Oh, like the artist?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was, like, someone else fun. Do you think we're going to fuck? Have you hooked up with someone else since?
No.
I think she's lying blatantly to my face, and I'm scared. Do you think we're going to have sex with people in Vegas?
Well, who I want to is not in Vegas.
Who is who you want to?
I want to do a repeat.
Fair. Fuck. Have you ever had gonorrhea? I mean, to be fair, like, you know, I think we're all.
Can I tell it? I thought I had gonorrhea. I didn't have gonorrhea, but I did think, I did fully convince myself that I had gonorrhea of the throat. I was 100% certain. And I mean, I do that with an STD, like, at least once a week. Mm. I just decide that I have one, even if I haven't hooked up with anyone.
I feel like you could, like, masturbate and be convinced you gave yourself an STD.
No, I'm like virgin chlamydia. I swear to God, I, like, always think I have it, like, because it's just like, it's a mental state too. I'll have zero symptoms, zero reason to believe that I have an STD, but it's like my irrational fear. Like, I just do feel that way.
Never felt,
but
so
I mean, it's a good fear to have, because it, like, leads me to just get, like, violently tested all the time. Tips on how to forget somebody you really loved.
Should I go to Puerto Rico?
See, that I purposefully screenshot that question because I don't think either of us know how to get over. Like, I have the first person I really loved was like maybe 10 years ago, and I still check on him to this day.
I don't know how to do that. I seriously actually don't. Like, I mean, I don't think I've, like, really been madly in love with a lot of people, so it's a little more manageable. But even just people I've dated, like, I still check up on everyone. I, like, obsess over it. Like,
I'm just a naturally, like, pretty obsessive person.
Everyone's, so am I.
Yeah.
So am I. Sincerely, I, like, absolutely obsess over things. So I don't know. I have no tips for you. Seriously, I don't, like, get hypnotized or something. Let me see. You want to tell me about an embarrassing celebrity encounter?
I don't know if I have one.
I have one that's not that embarrassing, but I just want to tell you this story for no reason right now. It just came to my mind.
I have one.
Do you want to go first?
No.
You want me to go first? Yeah. Mine's not even, it's so stupid, but, like, basically when I used to have this obsession, and I would do it to everyone, like just random guys, like random people in passing, like people I know, people I don't know. I would just be like, I would walk up to them and I would be like, I'm a psychic. And they'd be like, okay. And I'd be like, okay, think of a color in your head. And then already do it with me. And then we're going to say it on the count of three. Okay. One, two, three. Green.
Orange.
See, it didn't work here. And a lot of times it doesn't work, right?
Uh-huh.
But on the off chance it that does, it
yeah.
people like freak out. And they're like, oh my God, like, how do you know that? But like anything, like a state or like a whatever. Yeah. Just like, and if I get one, I'll like keep going. I'll try to get as many as I can to like fuck with their head, right? And one time I was in an elevator at the Camden here, like the apartment complex, and Lamar Odom used to live there. And Lamar Odom comes in the elevator and I'm just like, I'm feeling spunk. And I'm like, yo, I'm a psychic. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yo, I'm a psychic.
And in the elevator.
Like, in the elevator. I was with Trevi.
Not a good time.
It was, yeah, no, not like he's just trying to like go to his apartment. I'm like, oh, I'm a psychic. Awful. Seriously, so embarrassing, just as is. And I was like, yo, Lamar Odom, I'm a psychic. And he was like, what? And I was like, no, I'm a psychic. And he's like, what you mean? Like, he was like barely talking back to me. Like, I should have taken that as the cue to stop.
Yeah, talking. Like stop talking to Lamar Odom. How did he even hear you from up there?
No, seriously. And so, but so then basically I was like, so like think of a color and we'll say it on the count of three. And I go 1, 2, 3 and we both say red. And he's like with his friends and they all start freaking out. And he's like, man, how you do that? Like whatever. He's asking me like how I did that. So then I said something else, like say a state. And then we both said the same state, like Texas or some shit like that. Uh-huh. And so then he was just like, all right, have a good night. And like got off on his like floor or whatever.
But he thought you were a psychic?
No, but years, like a year and a half, like almost 2 years later, Jake Paul threw a party. Point being though, he comes up to me that night and he goes, oh my God, you're the psychic.
You are the psychic.
Do you think I should pick that back up?
I think you should. Me and Lamar Odom were in love at you and Jake Paul's party.
One time I asked Kelly Rowland if she was a fan.
I can't find the photo. Want to hear my embarrassing celebrity story?
Yes, I do.
When I worked at Catch, Offset came in from the Migos, okay? And it was just a random day. It was probably 5:30 p.m. It was like a normal time for him to come in. He came in. He's like, hey, my friends are here. And I was a maitre d', so I knew everyone who was in the restaurant. And I knew that, like, there's no way Offset is meeting any of these groups here, any of the partially arrived groups. So I'm like, I don't think so, but, like, you're welcome to look around. Looks around, comes back to the front, and now he's calling his friends. He's like, where are you guys? Like, I can't, blah, blah, blah. Figures out he's at the wrong restaurant. And it's just me up at the front and security. And he goes, oh, like, shit, like, I'm at the wrong restaurant, which is already, like, he's probably embarrassed because he dead ass, like, he was so sure that they were there, showed up at the wrong restaurant. And I literally looked at him and I go, now you look a little more like Takeoff because you're sleeping. And security literally, like, his neck went. I just made the worst possible joke. And it would have been fine if Offset laughed at me. But he took a beat. He looked at me. He went, and then just left. No, not even, not so much as a chuckle.
My favorite thing is when you swing with jokes like that, though, and like it just.
I thought
like ASAP Rocky telling him like you don't respond fast enough for someone called ASAP.
Yeah, apparently don't joke around with rappers because they are not.
Why rappers really don't joke?
I was so bummed. I really like. I could have like. I don't know. That could have been my in. I don't know. He's like,
did you ever fuck a celebrity because you worked at Catch?
No. I don't think I hooked up with anyone famous when I worked at Catch.
I wanted something.
I haven't really hooked up with anyone famous.
You know how John Mayer's into people shitting on his chest?
That's a rumor.
Gravity wants to bring me down. Come on. It's a vastly spread rumor.
It's a conspiracy. There's a theory. There's a very well-backed theory.
Well backed. Not even funny, Dana.
Not funny. You're literally unfunny. Offset would not have laughed.
Okay, but I just want to ask you a question, honest to God.
Okay.
If John Mayer asked you to shit on his chest, would you?
Him personally, no. But there are celebrities that I fully would.
Like dead ass, though.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of who I
would. Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Okay.
Not even
like
a question.
But I'm talking like he's laying down and you get up. Like this. Do you even think your shit could come out?
I feel like I would have shit fright. Shit fright.
Me too. Like, what would you get a laxative? Do you think that people who have shitting fetishes want like a spray or like a
solid?
I don't
think they want a spray. I feel like they probably want a solid, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell.
I think I'm going to vomit.
In college, when I lived in a sorority house, me and my, like, there were 60 girls who lived in the house, and we would all, like, the morning or the night before, like, a big day party, we would all sit around the table and take laxatives together and then just, like, fucking blow the whole house up.
Why? Pretty crazy. For fun?
To be skinny the next day. It doesn't work. Laxative abuse is not real. It's not real. And then you'll end up dehydrating yourself, and then you'll retain water and you'll look bigger. Do not abuse laxatives. But just know that, like, the intention was there, and it was a really fun bonding experience for me and the girls. Cause, like, there were, you know, it's like, yeah, we all lived together.
Like, seriously.
What? And then one time, my friend, she was the only one the laxatives didn't hit. And they hit her during the party.
And she shit herself at the party. No.
Yes.
That's awful.
Poor thing ruined the whole party for herself because she just couldn't stop shitting.
That's so sad. Oh my gosh. That's awful.
College was so fun.
When you were a kid, did you ever puke on the floor at school?
No, but someone threw up on my back one time and I was traumatized.
Someone threw up on your back in school?
Yeah, they were sitting behind me and we were like getting read to or something and they threw up on my back.
I would have hit them. And I don't care. And
it was really traumatic, and it was on my favorite jacket.
If you ever throw up on me, I'm hitting you, and I don't even care. Like, I feel no remorse.
And it's crazy because, you know, kids just, like, throw up. They don't even, like, they just throw up.
I don't get it. I don't know why, but, like, the shitting on the chest was evoking the same emotion for me as, like, the kid who threw up on the floor.
I feel like throw up is worse than shit.
I agree. No, I don't agree. I agree.
I'm trying to think if I've been recently thrown up on.
I was trying to get the podcast over an hour. I feel like throw up is worse than shit.
Yeah, maybe we're good. We're good to go.
My lawyer's sitting back there like.
She's like, bitch, I have places to be. Like, oh my God, wait, that's so funny. I actually just got a text that she's trying to be with her kids. We need to wrap.
Melanie, I'm serious. I'm so sorry. I don't know why you'd want to be here listening to throw up versus shit when you could be at home with your family. All right, guys.
That's it for today's episode.
Would you shit on John Mayer? Sound off in the comments below.
Fanimosia is cancelled.
A DWE talent production.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.